Good day. Welcome to SWG Vendor Operations Guidelines for Vendors, Step 3, During an Engagement. This presentation is designed for all vendors. Please review Step 3 after you've reviewed Steps 1 and 2 and before continuing with Step 4. Please go to the next slide. We'll review your company's and your consultant's responsibilities during the engagement, including time cards, serial and work numbers, status reports, invoicing, expense reports, and system access. Please go to the next slide. This slide summarizes vendor management's responsibilities during the engagement. Some of these items will be covered in further detail later in this presentation. Please go to the next slide. This slide summarizes key consultant responsibilities during the engagement. Some of these items will be covered in further detail later in this presentation. The last item is worth highlighting. Any customer request to change the engagement should be referred to the IBM engagement owner, who will determine whether an alteration is appropriate. Please go to the next slide. The CAR is the weekly time card documenting the consultant's billable hours. It's due by noon Monday following the week worked for as long as the engagement is scheduled, even if no hours were worked in that week. Please go to the next slide. This slide shows instructions for how to complete the CAR form. These instructions are also in the CAR form itself. The completed form should be emailed to timecard@us.ibm.com unless your company enters labor directly into ILC, IBM's labor claiming system. Please go to the next slide. The next two slides display the consultant activity record, or CAR. The website for this form is provided. The website has instructions. Please do not alter the format of this file. Please study slides 8 and 9 at your convenience, and then go to slide 10. Slide 10. The serial number is assigned by IBM and is used to distinguish between different consultants. You'll find the serial number in the VRS email sent by IBM or ICS. Please go to the next slide. The work number is assigned by IBM and is used to distinguish between different engagements. You'll find the work number in the VRS email sent by IBM or ICS. For some engagements, the work number will be communicated after the engagement starts. Please go to the next slide. The IBM engagement owner will define the content of the weekly status report. Please go to the next slide. When you have billable travel expense, it's important to document and then invoice it in a timely manner. For travel with non-US dollar expenses, we've created a separate travel expense report that will accumulate expenses in both local currency and US dollar amounts. Please ensure that you're invoicing travel expense within your contractual requirements. Please go to the next slide. This slide illustrates how to use the invoice item text field in WOI to describe what you're invoicing. If you are partnered with ICS, you will invoice the ICS system, and ICS will then invoice IBM via WOI. Please go to the next slide. The next three slides display the travel expense report form. The website for this form is provided. The website has instructions as well as the travel manual. Please study slides 16 through 18 at your convenience, and then go to slide 19. Slide 19. If your consultant requires IBM system access in support of an engagement, please contact the IBM engagement owner. If your non-consultant company employee requires IBM system access in support of your business with IBM, please contact the IBM Business Partner Relationship Manager. Please go to the next slide. Consultant system access ends with the engagement end unless the consultant is being deployed to another engagement. Non-consultant system access ends when the business need has ended or the employee leaves your company. System access is always governed by the IBM IT security guidelines. Please go to the next slide. The IBM engagement owner will specify before the engagement starts if your consultant will be working on IBM premises. Please note that an IBM badge is not required to obtain IBM negotiated rates for hotels and rental cars. The remaining slides have contact information, including ICS contacts for suppliers we've asked to partner with ICS, brand subcontractor analysts who handle the engagement details, other contacts for areas such as time cards and system access, and business partner relationship managers who manage your overall relationship with IBM. This concludes the presentation. To continue your education, please go to step 4. Thank you for your time and interest. If you have any questions, please contact your brand subcontractor analyst, as indicated in the contact slides.